This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. In his first comments since the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman called Wednesday the killing a heinous crime that cannot be justified. Speaking at an investment conference in Riyadh, the Crown Prince called the accident painful. He said the kingdom is undertaking all legal measures to investigate and is cooperating with Turkish authorities and will punish those responsible, vowing that justice will prevail. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, President Donald Trump said the Crown Prince, the de facto Saudi ruler, bears ultimate responsibility for the operation that led to Khashoggi's death. The Crown Prince has denied any knowledge of the murder. Dozens of officials and business executives boycotted the conference in protest, but some investors are focused on the long-term relationship with Riyadh, including Christos Marafatsos, president of the U.S.-based Blue Sky Capital.
Our relationship with the United States and Saudi Arabia goes back decades. We have strategic interests, we have economic interests, and we're complete allies. It's a testament to the United States that that doesn't tarnish overnight. And it's a testament to our president that shows his judgment and understands the value of a partnership and what an ally means.
Several Western countries have questioned changing Saudi accounts of how Khashoggi died. Turkey said its investigation has shown he was tortured, murdered, and his body dismembered. Klan violence has reportedly taken dozens of lives in the past 2 days in the breakaway region of Somaliland. Fighting erupted Tuesday and spilled over into Wednesday. That violence centers around the area of Dume, controlled by Somaliland but claimed by Puntland. The Puntland Interior Minister is quoted as saying the Klan militia are armed with heavy weapons and has appealed for a ceasefire and peace talks. This is VOA News. A day after talks with U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, Russia's President Vladimir Putin said the country could be forced to target any European nation that agreed to host U.S. nuclear missiles. Bolton informed the Russian leader the U.S. intention to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty over Russian violations, a charge the Kremlin has denied.
Mr.
Putin said if all such treaties are dismissed, there would be no restrictions left and the situation would become dangerous. He said he hoped to discuss the matter with President Donald Trump on the sidelines of next month's centennial observance of the end of World War I in Paris. Japanese freelance journalist Junpei Osuda is returning to Japan after being released by his abductors in Syria after 3 years of captivity. He said he's happy to be going back home to Japan. He said he hasn't spoken his native language in 40 months. Yasuda walked into an immigration office in southern Turkey on Tuesday. The circumstances surrounding his release are unclear. A senior Japanese government spokesman, however, said Qatar and Turkey negotiated his freedom. Yemeni officials say the Saudi-led coalition has sent in reinforcements ahead of yet another offensive on the Houthi rebel-held port city of Hodeidah. That city is a lifeline for international aid deliveries. Meanwhile, medical workers and residents said several people were killed Wednesday when an airstrike struck a factory south of Hodeidah. U.S. stocks fell sharply Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index shedding more than 600 points to close at 24,583, wiping out this year's gains. Peter Morisi is a University of Maryland economist.
This quarter, profits are up great, and the quarterly reports would indicate stocks should continue to rise. But there's concern that after this quarter, you know, profits will only grow at single-digit rates, which is perfectly reasonable. The Fed hasn't managed expectations very effectively about interest rates, and Donald Trump's comments about the Fed, while probably correct, you know, are not helpful. There's a general sense that amateurs are in charge of the Fed.
Meanwhile, sales of new U.S. single-family homes fell to a two-year low. At a campaign rally in Wisconsin, President Trump commented on the discovery of several suspected package bombs sent to Democratic Party officials, including former President Barack Obama, as well as the cable news network CNN.
The federal government is conducting an aggressive investigation, and we will find those responsible, and we will bring them to justice, hopefully very quickly.
None of the packages detonated. There were no casualties and no claim of responsibility. In North American professional baseball, the Boston Red Sox have taken a commanding 2-0 lead in the best-of-7 World Series, defeating Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.